Today we're going to continue the homily series on the corporal works of mercy, and today's topic is visiting the sick. My father passed away on February 8, 2018 from cancer. In the 8 months preceding his death, I had the privilege of taking him to his chemo treatments every week. When we arrived at the cancer treatment center off of Grove Road, we would check him in and wait to be called back to the treatment area. When his name was called, he would get up and start his walk back to the back of the building, and he'd be talking to everyone along the way. When we got to the treatment area, he would look around for the person who was alone. And if there was a spot available next to that person, he would sit beside them and say hello. For the next hour, while these two cancer patients were being treated, they would have a long conversation about whatever came to mind. And one day, as we were walking back to the car, he looked at me and said, "Mark, all you have to do is say hello. They just want someone to talk to." I would sit and watch my father, who was sick with cancer, reach out to another person who was sick with cancer and make that person feel like someone cared. My father would forget about himself and visit for 1 hour someone else who needed hope, to feel loved, and to be cared for. For almost 8 months, once a week, I saw Jesus reach out to the sick through my father, just by my father saying hello. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, in the verses on the judgments of nations, we are told, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them from one another. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. A stranger, you welcomed me. Naked, you clothed me. Ill, you cared for me. In prison, you visited me." We are supposed to follow the examples that Christ gave us in the Gospels. During his ministry, Jesus went to the sick and healed them, both physically and spiritually. He healed Peter's mother-in-law, the centurion's servant, the hemorrhaging woman, the blind man at Siloam Pool, and many others. Jesus sent his disciples out in pairs and told them to heal the sick. He sent them out to visit the sick. He also sends us out to visit the sick. The Catechism tells us in paragraph 2208, the family should live in such a way that its members learn to care and take responsibility for the old, the young, the sick, the handicapped, and the poor. There are families who are at times incapable of providing this help. It devolves then onto the other persons, other families, and in a subsidiary way, society, to provide for their needs. Paragraph 1503 of the Catechism tells us of Christ's compassion toward the sick, and his many healings of every kind of infirmity are a resplendent sign that God had visited his people, that the kingdom of God is close at hand. Jesus has the power to heal, but he also forgives sins. He has come to heal the whole man, soul, and body. He is the physician the sick have need of. His compassion toward all who suffer goes so far that he identifies himself with them. "I was sick, and you visited me." His preferential love for the sick has not ceased through the centuries to draw the very special attention of Christians towards all those who suffer in body and soul. It's the source of tireless efforts to comfort them. In the book Bread of Heaven, it's a treasury of prayers and devotions on the Eucharist from different Carmelite saints. One saint, Teresa Margaret Reddy of the Sacred Heart, had a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. She would meticulously prepare to receive Holy Communion. When she had to take care of patients in the infirmary and did not have time for a normal preparation for Holy Communion, others would offer to help her with her patients. Her reply would be, "Don't fret. I shall be deprived of nothing except a little leisure. As for preparation, can there be anything better than the performance of duties given one by obedience, particularly when it is also serving the sick. Here at Prince of Peace, we have a ministry to care for the sick and homebound. It's a wonderful opportunity to visit and bring Jesus to them. I've been participating and leading this ministry since I was in formation to become a deacon. It's been a wonderful experience for me, and I believe for the other sick and homebound ministers as well. Most of them have been participating in this ministry long before I have. You don't continue to do something if you don't enjoy it. The rewards from visiting the sick are immeasurable. You bring joy and hope to someone who cannot come to Mass and receive communion. You bring the presence of Jesus to them both in the Eucharist and in your person. You become the hands and feet of Christ. You let them know that the church cares for them and they are not forgotten or alone. One visit a week can provide them with the love of Christ they would normally receive at Mass. You will make new friends in Christ that will last forever as you bring the one thing they most desire, Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. To see the face of someone who desires Jesus and knows that he is really present will warm your heart. When you see the smiles and the tears of your friends in Christ as they receive Jesus into their ailing bodies, it warms your soul. When you visit the sick and bring Jesus to them, you bring them hope, love, and peace when they are not at their best. But unfortunately, not all those you visit will get better. Some will die. But you can make the continuation of their journey to God's kingdom easier by your weekly visits. You can pray with them and their families. There's something special about praying the rosary and the chaplet of divine mercy with someone who is in the last stages of life. You will share your love for Christ and let them know they are not alone. You can help them feel comfort and peace as they prepare for eternity. By saying hello, you can do what the Lord Jesus Christ asks you to do, visit the sick. God bless you, and know that you are loved.